With her final exams looming, I went to see Kira to ask her what she plans to do after leaving school. So you're going to do your Leaving Cert.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next then? Have you applied to a couple of colleges?
I have. I applied for Derry to do a media course and a performing arts course. And I got a letter back from them saying that I had an interview for the media course in May. So I had to prepare for that.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it? Would you worry now about doing something like an interview?
Yeah, probably a little bit, especially because I don't know, because I have done interviews before, but I know the person who's interviewing me. I don't know anybody, like, you know, in Derry, so it might make it a little bit difficult because I don't know what they're looking for or what kind of way they're judging me, you know what I'm saying? It will be different from what I'm used to. Mm. I'm just going to have to overcome that. And
how do you do that?
I don't know. Sometimes I might just go into the bathroom and maybe just stay there for a while and maybe just clear my head or, you know, think of something else.
That's a good tip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just get into space in your own.
Yeah. I notice myself that sometimes even when I go to places for the first time, the first thing I'll do is run into the bathroom.
Really? That's a good idea, Kira, isn't it? Because if you go into, I can imagine if you go into a new place and you're unsure and everything is sort of coming at you at once, if you just went into an enclosed space and just thought, okay, close your eyes, count to 10, just breathe in, breathe out. That's a great idea, isn't it?
You know, just think of what could happen next and what I could do to deal with the situation that they put me in, something like that.
Brilliant. So has school been a hard slog, Carmel, really? We're coming to the end of school.
It has. It definitely has. Now, national school would have been a lot tougher than secondary.
You were bullied in primary school?
Yeah, a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Just one girl thought she was better than everyone else. Just put everyone else down. That's just the way it was. It just takes one person to set everyone off.
Did it go on for long?
Most of that of primary school, yeah.
And how did you cope with that?
I'm not entirely sure. I think what I just basically was just stayed away from her.
Your other way of coping with that was, remember when you would come home?
How used to come home from school? Would you come home nice and happy?
Sure, I never come home from school happy.
Yeah.
Primary school.
Who comes home from school happy?
Lots of people. But you come home from the secondary school a lot happier than you did from national school.
Kira had to act out when she came home because of the trouble in primary school.
Yeah, because she'd be trying so hard to hold it together all day in school, and you can see she's nodding away there now. Yeah, and then she would open the door there, and she would, school bag would come in first up the kitchen, and then she would come in behind it. And many a day the school bag went back out the door again, and Kira went back out and came back in a little bit quieter. Isn't that right, Kira?
Poor Kira just trying to cope.
Yeah,
but you have to step in, Carmen.
I did. I went to the school on a few occasions, and sometimes, you know, things then would settle like for a few months, and then sure to be back up again. And at the end of the day, it was never really going to get sorted, and that was another issue, because when that particular child or whatever was moving into the ABS as well, and I thought, oh, not again, like, you know. But I mean, at the end of the day, then I was hoping, okay, she'd be in a different class or whatever, or they'd be separate. And that's exactly what happened, and then it worked out very well. And at the end of the day, Kira's learned to cope, to now to walk away rather than let fly. And again, that's all to do with her coping mechanisms that she's learned over the years, you know.
So the bullying stopped when Kira went into secondary school?
Yeah, absolutely. She was very well looked after in the ABS. We definitely had no issues around anything like that. It was, she fitted in very well, and it worked out.
Fantastic.
Worked out grand, yeah.
Marguerite's very busy. Very busy house here this evening.
Very busy.
You have visitors.
You have visitors, don't worry. Oh, sorry.
So this is Tom.
Might fall off the island. This is Tom. Say hi to Alison. Say hi. What's that? What is that?
Are you going to say hello?
That's a microphone. Say hi. Say hello.
Is that a microphone?
That is a microphone, yeah.
You have to talk in it.
You have to say hi.
Hello.
Good boy. Would you like to say hello? Who are you?
Ellie
So you've got visitors from Cork, Margaret.
No visitors.
Your sister Kathy is down with her two children.
Kathy and Moss, her husband, and Ellie Mae, who's, what age are you?
Five.
And Tom, who is?
Three.
Good boy.
So it's Easter time, so the guys are going to stay for a while?
Yep, we're here for a week.
Yeah. What does Ben make of that?
Ben's very happy. He's delighted. He has a planned week of activities with his aunt and Ellie Mae. They're going to cinema tomorrow. Isn't that right? Going to cinema tomorrow.
You going to the movies, Ellie Mae?
Yeah. We're looking at the Muppets.
You're going to see the Muppets?
Yeah.
That's going to be great, isn't it? Who's going?
Just Mummy and Ben and me.
Yeah.
Is Tom going?
No, he's too little.
Oh, he's too little.
That's going to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to the playground.
You're going to what?
A playground.
Playground.
Good boy.
Where's Ben, Ellie Mae? Will we go in? Will I just go in? See if he kicks me out this time. Hello, Ben. Ellie Mae brought me in. It's very noisy out there. Oh, you're dancing.
Two? No, this is only a game.
What is it, Ben?
Oh, this is only with Dora.
Can Ellie Mae play?
Playing it.
What is it, Ellie Mae?
This is the Nickelodeon dance game. Yeah. I got that for Christmas and...
Go! Here we go!
Dance with me!
You're good dancers, Ben and Ellie Mae. Ben, you're a fabulous dancer.
Because I need a lot of exercise.
Is it difficult?
No, it's easy.
What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm just doing this one.
To the left, to the right. Swinging, swaying.
Ellie Mae, you're very good as well.
Yeah.
Do you two guys always dance together?
I eventually do dancing at weddings.
Ellie Mae, you're a lovely dancer.
Dancing is fun.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm only repeating that. What are they doing?
These guys are having a brilliant dance. You want to join in? Look at this.
What's this one, Ben?
Oh, it's a Nickelodeon dance game.
Oh, Nickelodeon dance game.
And you told me you got it for Christmas.
Did you get it for Christmas last year or the year before?
No, it was actually in 2012. I think this game was actually released in 2011.
Oh, was it? Do you know what date it was released, Ben?
It was actually released on 8th of November.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
When I was only 16.
When you were
16? Ben was always verbal and he has always developed language, and he learned new words, and he uses new words inappropriately, the way you would see, you know, like sometimes you try them out and you're not quite sure how they all fit, but he tries them anyway.
But he gets her.
He gets her.
No,
he does, and he tries to explain what it is that, you know, tries to explain himself, so he's still sort of learning language in his own way. But like even now, you know, I think we had one of those assessments, and I think, you know, if you say more than five or six words to Ben, he gets confused. You know, you need to keep it simple. But he has great strategies himself, because if he hears one or two words in it that he understands, he'll assume that you're talking about that. So if there's ifs or buts or ors or any of those words in there, then he may not get that's gone, you know. So you need to be careful around the language. And I think with Ben, the reason you can get confused, because Ben can speak so well back, so therefore you think that, you know, because he can explain himself or talk about something else, you think that means then that he's
much more capable than you are. And I think that's very much a case that can mask something, you know, a complete misunderstanding, because you do get the blank stare at times from him.
What exactly
are you talking about?
But, you know, I think he can access a lot of the world, you know, and he can understand, you know, a fair amount of things that are happening in it. So I suppose from that point of view, you know, he has enough. It would probably be preferable if he understood people better, but I suppose that's his challenge for him.
How come you guys are on the telly? Is that you, Ben?
Yeah, I actually look pixily.
Pixily. And who's that lovely girl?
Oh, that's
you.
Ben just loves this, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
How do you spend a while?
But I don't see my eyes, my nose, or my mouth.
No, you're just a blue blob, aren't you?
You're a big blue blob. Look, and look at my microphone.
That's adventure like a...
microphone's a big blue blob, too.
But that's actually a shadow.
Is it a shadow?
Oh. Oh, great.
He doesn't usually spend, like, too long on each of the...
Oh,
games.
No.
But if Ellie's in here and Ellie's enjoying herself, then he might stay a bit longer.
Yeah. So these two guys are the best of buddies.
Best buddies.
Oh, yeah, this is a great one.
He's not too fond of Tom. He's a bit too noisy for him, but he likes Ellie. Do you know this one, Elle?
So why do you think he likes Ellie so much? Is it her age, her temperament? She's a lovely little quiet girl, isn't she?
Well... He was always excited when Kathy was getting a new baby, and it was sort of the first baby that we got. And I think because she was premature, she was tiny, and all that there sort of stuff. And he was sort of like, would like hold her when she was like really small and be like not moving out of fear of.
So just very protective over her the whole time.
Yeah, I think so.
When was the first time you seen Ellie?
Tell Ellie, when was the first time?
2008.
And where was she?
She was only a baby when we saw her the first time.
Yeah. Was she tiny?
Oh, yeah.
I was only zero.
Because we only watched her through the window.
He did. Yeah. We watched her through the window.
Maybe that was a long time ago.
No. You never cried?
No.
You're always a good girl.
Who's your favourite cousin?
It's Ellie.
Sorry, what does Ellie make of Ben?
Ellie loves Ben. Don't you, Ellie? Do you like Ben?
Yeah.
Why do you like Ben?
Because he has autism.
Because he has autism?
Yeah.
And he likes all the things that you like, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I eventually do challenges on Disney Universe.
Oh, you're very good at doing the challenges on Disney Universe, Ben.
But the only problem is, I eventually don't do it and I only stand there and the enemies fight me.
You don't do the challenges properly.
Because I always fail them. And I only have 30 seconds on the timer. And you only have 30 seconds.
I only watch him.
And then, and when it goes to 3-2-1, it fails.
3-2-1 fail.
So that's interesting that Ellie Mae said because Ben has autism. So she knows he has autism.
Yeah. I don't think she understands it. I think she knows that he's different. But
who's your favorite cousin now?
Ben.
Is Ben a little bit different to other people, Ellie Mae?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Ben says not really.
Are you Ben?
I only eventually watch Peppa.
You do watch Peppa, don't you?
I always watch Peppa.
Yeah. Ben started watching Peppa when you started watching Peppa, didn't he?
He picked that one up off Ellie.
Really?
Peppa Pig.
I eventually watched Peppa Pig going shopping.
Oh, isn't that that's your favorite one? And what do they get that's wrong?
Chocolate cake.
And when was that one released, Ben?
That was actually in 2004.
Well, that's a very long time ago, wasn't it?
I actually saw it the first time in 2011.
Oh.
And when Daddy Pig had the chocolate cake in the supermarket.
Such a sense of humour as well. You know, I mean, he really is so funny.
Oh, yes, yeah, he has. When he was younger, that sense of humour would have been a very much a slapstick sort of a humour. But, you know, he has got a bit, you know, sophisticated. It's interesting that, you know, okay, he's, you know, you referred to him there as a young man, but yeah, he's a young man, he's 19, but I think, you know, he's developing, you know, as you go along, and his, you know, all his, you know, his sense of humour, everything else just has developed that sort of way, you know, so, you know, growing up almost, you know.
Do you see him as a young man?
It's very hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, he really is very vulnerable, and he's very dependent, and he'll always be dependent. You know, like Ben's never going to live independently.
Yeah.
You know, and he is going to be dependent, and you know, and I suppose, you know, the things he likes, and, you know, he's very much a preschooler at heart in lots of ways, you know, and his favourite things are preschool related and Disney related, and they still are.
I eventually also watched Teletubbies.
You like Teletubbies?
Yeah, because they go to the TV transmitter and watch lots of videos.
When did you start watching Teletubbies again? I thought you were finished with that one for a little while. You never finished Teletubbies.
Never finished with the Teletubbies.
But I only do like them going to watch lots of videos.
Oh, they do watch lots of videos with the children, don't they?
And that beautiful baby son does a lot of laughing and giggling.
And Sarah and Jade, we really like that, don't we, Ben?
Oh, we do.
It's so silly, isn't it?
Which one did you really like that you and Ben watch?
Sarah Jane.
It was actually a show made on CBeebies.
Oh, show made on CBeebies. What's that one about, Ben? I don't know that one.
It's a Higgledy House.
Oh, Higgledy House with Sarah Jane.
And what about the Tweenies?
And the Tweenies. Do you like those two?
Yeah, because I like Jake.
That is a fantastic memory, doesn't it?
But Bella is the very bossiest Tweenie in this playgroup.
You're very good
at bossiest.
Yeah, bossiest.
But I only remembered the old Tweenies video was ready to play on the VHS video.
Oh, yeah.
Was when that
Ben's probably the only person in Ireland that still has a working VHS.
If you have a special relationship with Ben, don't you? You get on very, very well with him?
Yeah, most of the time when he's not being grumpy at me. But we were like little, we sort of like played together and all that there, so carry on. And like Alex would be a bit younger then, so he was sort of out of the loop by that stage.
Well, you two were the two buddies in the middle.
Yeah.
Is it funny having Ben as a brother? You're not good crack out of him, have you always?
Ben has his moments where he would make the entire room split themselves.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's like, does he even know that he's like that he's is he being funny on purpose? And then sometimes it's like he's definitely being funny on purpose. Like he knows exactly how to. I can't think of any examples now, but he's just absolutely gas.
And what about even Barney?
Barney's good. You like Barney, Ellie Mae?
Yeah.
Because he's a very friendly fellow with a green tummy. What about even the one about when I used to watch Barney at Radio City Music Hall on the video? I think it was actually Barney Live. At Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Yeah.
I like watching that video, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, when I also remember they wanted to share with the Barney bag on this video. They certainly did, because there was a man that stole it in his hands.
This is the Barney Live.
I think it was the Winkster. Oh, yeah.
When was that one released, Ben?
In 1994.
I think it's like April sometime.
I think Barney Live was released on 6th of March 1994. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Eva was 3 when he was born, so she would have you know, she just sort of grew up with him the way he was, and I suppose they didn't know that was it, and that they didn't know anything else. And I suppose the thing is, I suppose we accepted Ben, and they accepted Ben too, and, you know, they really never had an issue that I remember ever telling their friends or telling anybody else, and this is Ben. But they would just have sort of explained it very simply. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and I don't even know if we ever went around saying, oh, Ben's special or something. They'd just say, oh, well, Ben doesn't like that. You know, it would have been, Ben won't talk to you today or something. They would have said, you know, or... You know, their friends were
kids
here.
Kids do it in their own way.
Yeah.
But they're always, I think, you know, you could always notice that they're all very caring and protective.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
I eventually used to watch Barney's talent show. What about? Oh, yes, we do know all about Barney and his talent show. That I think it was released in 1996.
I have that DVD at home.
Do you?
Yes.
Is it a good one?
It features with a magician that did lots of silly things.
Yeah, see?
Ben knows them all. When was that one released?
On the 26th of March, 1996. Oh, yes. I was only 5 months old.
Only 5 months old.
How do you know then?
It was also then before Miles was born.
Before Miles was born.
Who's Miles?
And Christopher was only one.
And Christopher's only one.
Christopher's the neighbour.
Christopher's the neighbour. And Miles is Miles Quinn, who's also friends, whose parents are friends with ours, and
but he is Julie's Alex's only friend. Son.
Julie's only son. Who else is in that house, Ben?
John and Julie.
Yeah.
And what children?
Julie has only one son.
And how many daughters?
Only three.
And what are their names?
Because Hannah is only the oldest.
Hannah's the oldest, and then who's next?
But Grace and Lily are only twins.
Are they twins? Are they?
No.
Are they? I think you're being silly now.
Well, Miles is just the very funniest man.
Miles is very funny. You like Miles, don't you?
He does lots of silly things. And he was born in 1996, in August.
In August.
He's
friends with Alex, isn't he?
Yeah.
Does Ben ever forget a date?
He does. Like, he's funny about what he remembers and doesn't remember. What? But, like, when he... All the sort of people that he'd sort of know and be in contact with a lot, he'd know all of their birthdays.
Mm. Is Ben all excited with the visitors in the house?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's also
he
happy when
excited.
They leave.
Happy.
He's also happy when they leave because I'm upset.
There was a little pig teddy.
So will he be okay the whole time they're here?
Yeah, he should be. Do you like it when Ellie comes to visit?
Yeah.
And you like going to Cork, don't you?
Yeah.
Is Kathy your favourite aunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like Kathy? She does annoy you though, because she wants lots of hugs, doesn't she?
No.
Does Kathy like hugs?
Well, I don't like hugs or kisses.
No, don't you not? Who hugs you?
My mum gives me hugs.
Yeah, and who else?
Is Ellie allowed to hug you?
She does.
Would
you like to give Ben a hug?
Oh,
Elliot.
You just
got a big hug.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Did you like that, Ben?
Yeah.
Only from Ellie.
I
hate a loud hug you.
I do annoy you with hugs sometimes, don't I?
I don't annoy anyone.
Is he coming around to Tom?
Yeah, no, I think he's warming slowly to Tom. It was Tom's birthday. It was that 2 or 3 weekends ago we were in Cork and when the party was on, he said he wasn't going to be there for the party, so... They live in a 3-story house and he was up at the top story, well away from the party. But he did talk about the fact that it was Tom's party and he was interested in Tom and he won't have a bad word said about Tom.
Did he give him a present?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, no,
presents and all of that. No,
okay.
Yeah, no, but I think he knows that Tom is a real person and never has feelings, so therefore you have to be less but cautious about what you... So while the dog, on the other hand, you can say whatever you want to the dog and be mean and nasty to the dog, but it's not really appropriate to do it to the poor little cousin.
Do you like Tom?
I think so.
He's in a great mood, isn't he?
Are you in a good mood today, Ben?
Yeah, I am.
You hold that and point it at Ben.
I
don't
know if you can speak.
Now, Ben, you talk.
You talk into the microphone.
Say hello.
Hello. Oh, and I think hello... to my friend of the future.
Thank you. We say bye-bye.
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 The Moon is an Orange Triangle is a Real Films production and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.